everyone. So today I'm actually 27 weeks pregnant. So as a usual thing that I do, I'll do my 26th to the 27th week and go through this week. So how have I been? Well, not all that great, really, if I'm honest. We started moving into our house, which has been pretty tough on me, really. Lifting most stuff has ended up with my back aching. Especially with my right leg, I've been getting a lot of cramping in my leg and muscle pulling, but also like various things. So I'm going to be eating more potassium in my diet, trying to fix that, see if that helps, as well as try and strengthen the muscles in my legs just by doing some sort of stretches as I lie down on the bed and try and just help, really. But, it's kind of sucked, really. Reflux has also been pretty bad this time around. And I've had a fair few moments of nausea as well as morning sickness. It hasn't been great, to say the least. With regards to being pregnant and actually moving into the house... I've been able to do certain things, but I do find by about lunchtime I'm pretty knackered, I'm pretty worn out, and quite often I'm in some kind of form of pain or discomfort. Today I spent the day at the house whilst my fiancé and my best friend worked between the flat and to and fro between the two. So, we've been trying to move all our son's bedroom into this house. And I decided to just sort out things like clothes, because we've got tons and tons of clothes that we probably don't really wear anymore or have outgrown them or whatever. So I started making a charity bag and going through all the clothes, putting them away properly, blah, blah, blah. And after about 2 hours of doing this in the living room, my back was aching because I was constantly bending down and picking stuff up. I also felt a little bit sickly as well. So I had to keep sitting down and just breathing nice and steadily, and also having a glass of squash just to rejuvenate myself, really, because I don't think I've been drinking enough fluids these days. I really am being bad. So I did that this morning, stopped once I'd pretty much kind of run out of things of that without hurting my back. Then came a mass amount of morning sickness hit me. It actually happened just when I was about to start making this audio boo originally. And I ended up having to pause it and rush off to the toilet. So that wasn't nice, having to stand over in the bathroom and throwing up and stuff. But we got our son's bed. It's currently in what would be the nursery, because I'm having to do that temporarily. Because his room is currently not gone to plan, let's say the least. So his bed is now finally in this house. His mattress is currently in the living room. Just got to put the rest of the slats in, and then we can put the mattress on. He won't be back till Sunday at least, so we've got a little bit of time to organise that. For us, we're having to sleep on our mattress in the living room floor, which hasn't been really, I don't think it's been really good for my back either, but it's all we can really do at the minute, because, again, our bedroom is a DIY disaster, to say the least. So we're having to live downstairs. Most of this pregnancy this week has been backaches, having trouble sitting up and getting up. My leg, especially my right leg, has been pretty bad. But there's not really a lot I can do about any of these problems because they're totally normal. Speaking to other parents from having multiple births in the past said that they suffered worse with back pain the second time or third time round. So I think that's basically what's happened to me because I definitely didn't have it this bad first time round. I mean, I've always had a bad back, but this is pretty horrible. Right now I'm currently on the bed and I can feel my back is really sore. So I'm probably just going to lie down for a bit and maybe even nap because I'm pretty knackered as well. That's basically my week really, is just been back pains, nausea, morning sickness and problems with my leg muscles and cramps. So 13, are these right? Yeah, 13 more weeks, something around that. Left to go. Let's just hope that it gets, I'm not sure if it can get any better, but at least doesn't get any worse would be nice, thank you. So thanks for listening. Bye.